For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that with pure motives and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom but in the grace of God we conducted ourselves in the world, and more abundantly toward you. For we write no other things to you, than what you read or even acknowledge, and I hope you will fully acknowledge, as also you acknowledged us in part, that we are your boasting, even as you also are ours, in the day of our Lord Jesus. In this confidence, I was determined to come first to you, that you might have a second benefit, and by you to pass into Macedonia, and again from Macedonia to come to you, and to be sent forward by you on my journey to Judea. When I therefore was planning this, did I do it lightly? Or the things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be the yes, yes and the no, no? But as God is faithful, our word toward you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him is yes. For however many are the promises of God, in him they are yes. Therefore also through him they are amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ, and anointed us, is God, who also sealed us, and gave us the down payment of the Spirit in our hearts. But I call God as a witness to my soul, that to spare you I did not come again to Corinth. Not that we rule over your faith, but are fellow workers with you for your joy. For you stand firm in faith.